Welcome to Skip LaCour's Organizing Principles to Bodybuilding and Training Success podcast. Are you sick and tired of all the conflicting information you see on the internet? Are you confused and overwhelmed because all of the bodybuilding and fitness experts claim that their way is the only way to train and eat? Well, you've come to the right place to get the most effective strategies figured out and finally start making the progress you really want. This special series of podcasts was created just for you. No matter how long you've been working out, or what your current level of training experience might be, you'll learn exactly what it takes to succeed. Get ready to learn the basic fundamentals and organizing principles that are common to every single training and eating strategy that's out there. Most of the so-called experts present information in a way that shows how smart they are and how advanced their level of knowledge is, and not in a easy-to-understand way to help you get the results you really want. This podcast is much different. Six-time national champion bodybuilder, one-on-one peak performance coaching specialist, Mass Machine Nutrition Supplement Company owner, and speaker Skip LaCour offers his expert advice on training, nutrition, and motivation that will help you take your efforts to the next level.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. I am Skip LaCour, and I am so excited to start this special series of podcasts that I call the Organizing Principles to Bodybuilding and Training Success. So what do I mean by organizing principles? Well, as you know, there are so many different training, bodybuilding, nutrition strategies out there. There's so many on the internet. Getting information these days is not the challenge, and I think you know that. It's how do you decide on which of all these training strategies, all these eating strategies to use to reach your specific, your individual bodybuilding, training, fitness goals, right? That's the challenge, right? So many people suffer from information overload because there's so much information presented by so many experts out there. And during this series of podcasts, what I will do for you is use all of my 25 years of experience, my more than 25 years of experience in the bodybuilding and fitness industry. And that's just not my own personal experience with all my different levels of motivation throughout the years. And especially, it's not necessarily what it took for me to be a six-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, so committed, so excited, so crazy passionate to reach his goals. It's not just that perspective. It's the perspective that I've earned by helping people just like you from all over the world over those 25 years, being a writer for the magazines, answering literally thousands of questions, thousands and thousands of questions over the years, and getting better and better at understanding where you're coming from, your perspective, no matter if you're a beginner, you're intermediate or advanced, all the different levels, fielding so many questions. It just made me It forced me to step up my game to understand you and present the information in a manner that produces results for you. And that's the purpose of this podcast is I want to identify the organizing principles because you see all these training strategies out there. You see all the eating strategies out there. And somebody's using them and getting results. It isn't like if they're so wrong, somebody uses them and they get zero results, right? We could easily eliminate those. But what makes it confusing is this person's using them and they seem to get results, and this expert is telling you, well, they're doing it wrong, or they're telling you that this guy's using drugs and that's why he's doing it, or his genetics are so outstanding. But if you did that, you would get no results. It's just so darn confusing. And doing this for so long, seeing so many people come and go, and I mean people who have been working on their physiques really over 25 plus years, how many people who were once really passionate, really into it, maybe for a year, 2 years, 5 years, all those people who have come and gone, you know, they're on to doing other things. They've given up their dedication to bodybuilding and training. Not only those people, the active participants, also all the experts who have come and gone. They've come in there like just blazing, blazing cannonball at you, professing their truth, the way that this fitness, bodybuilding training, how it should be, like God out of a mountain. They have come to bless you with their level of knowledge and their insight and their perspective and telling you this is the way to do it. And then after a couple years, I mean, they peter out. They're done with it. They're on to other things, right? And that's the person who you're taking information from. I've seen so many fitness experts, they come and go all the time, right? But you don't know that. If you're brand new into this and somebody's been going for a couple of years, right, and you get overwhelmed, right, you can't seem to figure it out because it's being thrown at you in a manner that you don't understand, and then you're gone. You have no idea that guy you listen to, that you put all your hopes and dreams as a mentor, as a coach, you don't know that he's gone just like you. So I've earned this perspective of seeing this for so many years. And what I want to do for you, instead of telling you my way is the only way, or this guy is wrong or this guy is right, it's to identify the commonality, the organizing principles that make training strategies work, that make eating strategies work. Because I think that little by little through these series of podcasts, as you break it down, you'll understand that maybe there's only so much that's totally dependent on the strategy. And maybe it's my mindset and my understanding, my perseverance, and my ability to be mentally and emotionally flexible that even if I start with a strategy, that some way, somehow, I can get to that optimal strategy and still be making progress along the way as long as I don't get frustrated and keep on going. Right? Identifying what makes strategies work, the organizing principles, the common traits. Because just like in life, we as human beings, you put us in certain situations generally, not all the time, generally, we will act the same. All right? That's not 100% of the time, right? But generally, we will act the same. So what do we focus on as human beings? We focus on the 5% difference or the 10% difference. And whereas 90% of the time, 95% of the time, or whatever it is, we generally act the same, right? So we focus on those differences. And I'm using that analogy because when it comes to training and eating strategies, there's those common traits that make them work. But as human beings, and sometimes as the fitness experts, we really hammer home the differences that really might make up only 5% or 10% of the overall effectiveness of that strategy. But how would you know that? How would you know that? You come into this bodybuilding and training world, you want to succeed, you're striving for your goals, and you're looking for information. And that's what I hope to present to you throughout these series, this particular series of organizing principles to bodybuilding and training success. These podcasts are, I want them to be a safe place for you to come and learn from, no matter what your current level of experience is. If you're a beginner, man, this is ideal for you. And it's going to come across in a way that you're not going to hear from a lot of the fitness experts out there. And there's a reason for it in this particular podcast. I'm going to break down, you know, the mindset of the different fitness experts so that you can understand the source of the information, right? And I'm not going to be slamming them necessarily. I'm going to tell you, you know, why fitness experts, and I put myself in that group, we develop a certain way of thinking. And you have to realize that this is going to be a safe place if you're a beginner, you're just starting out. This is the place you want to come. So little by little, podcast by podcast, you can break down that all-important mindset that's going to be so important to your success. If you're an intermediate and you have some holes in your level of knowledge, the foundation isn't necessarily rock solid, you're not quite sure on a few things, you're going to gain some insight here. And even if you're an advanced bodybuilder, maybe you've been working out a long time, you can learn maybe something other than the traditional way that all the experts are teaching. If you want to take your game up to the next level, maybe there's something that you can learn by stepping back into the perspective and stepping into the shoes of beginners and intermediates so that you can be more effective at spreading your message, right? I'm here to eliminate the number one killer of motivation and any person's progress towards eventual mastery, and that's that information overload, right? That's what I'm here to do, little by little, one podcast at a time. I'm going to empower you with the mindset and the perspective to succeed, because you're going to realize that the mindset and the perspective, it's the most important part of this, figuring out this combination lock, this puzzle to achieve that success that you want and bodybuilding and fitness. That mindset and perspective is the most important part. It really is the most important part of your success. So today's topic, I kind of alluded to it, is breaking down the mindset of the different fitness experts. All right, you need to consider the source. If you're taking this information, you know, remember your mother always said, hey, consider the source. Well, you need to consider the source of the fitness expert who is presenting you with the information. Now, let me just start off by telling you this, that I am not all negative about those fitness experts out there. This is going to be different, right? And if you saw the title and you said, all right, I'm going to get to hear some juicy gossip, hear some stabbing. No, I'm not into that. And I know that's very common in the fitness industry, probably very common in a lot of industries, is we're the experts. They're going back and forth, beating each other up all in front of you because they're an unreliable source of information. Don't listen to them. What do they know? Listen to me, right? That seems to be very common in the fitness industry. And I really do believe that sometimes the fitness experts get so caught up in their own significance and their own self-importance. They lose track of all this fighting between each other. It's just confusing. The wide, wide base of people out there who are coming for information, who are beginners, who need to understand the organizing principles, the common traits of all the different training and eating strategies to just get going. They need to build a solid foundation. All this bickering back and forth between fitness experts, it's not helping anybody except for the fitness expert feeling important. Right. And then he's got all his people who have already adopted his way of thinking going, yeah, 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 yeah. It's like preaching in the choir. You've already sold those people on your point of view. And then they're just patting you on the back for slamming everybody else. That's not what my intention is during this particular podcast, talking about the different mindsets of the different fitness experts. So if you were hoping you were able to join this podcast and hear Skip talking all negative and you could hear some fitness drama, well, you might want to turn off this podcast right now because I don't know if I'll be able to entertain you in that manner. All right. So I don't have this belief. I do not have this belief that there are people out there just trying to deceive you. They're just bad people. You know, they're selfish. They're stupid. They're ignorant. You know, they are so uneducated. They have all these bad intentions. And again, I know you hear that from a lot of fitness experts, right? They're selling all the experts short. I don't see it that way. I choose to believe that, you know, they come in with a good heart. They have found their particular passion. They have found something in their life that excites them, that they're getting progress, that people come to them for information. It probably started off in the first 6 months. They saw their dedication. They saw their passion, that energy. And so they started going to the expert. At one time, they were just as confused as you. You know, they didn't know if this whole fitness thing would stick, right? But it did. And they got a lot of joy, a lot of pleasure out of the structure and routine. That's something I'm going to talk about a little bit more, right? And they found their place. And then people applauded them for their level of dedication. They complimented them on their physique. Then they started coming to them for answers. And that's how it all started. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, there's all these people in the fitness industry who are trying to rip you off. They're just trying to rip you off, right? Sell you a program and all those type of things and just trying to steal your money. Let me just tell you something. I would say this is probably true of probably 99.9% of the fitness experts. Again, this is 25 years of experience going through my journey, but also watching everybody else going through this journey too, right? All the people who you don't even know who they are because they had a 10-year run and now they're gone. right? So a lot of people have come and gone. I don't think they got into this for money. I really don't. I don't think that a lot of the fitness experts, I don't think that's a driving force. I really don't think that's a driving force for a lot of people and fitness. If you really think about the amount of time it takes for you to build your body, eat all those meals, prepare, think, make YouTube videos and things like that, it's a labor of love, all right? And especially short-term money, like, hey, I'm going to do this fitness career and make a lot of money. This is like being an artist, right? It's not like starting a business career where you have money as your outcome from maybe the day you start. Hopefully you'll find something that you love to do in business. I just really don't believe that's the case for the vast, vast majority of people in this industry. So I don't think you should buy into the belief that they're just trying to rip you off for money, right? They would have never gone this far. They never would have worked out that long and developed a way of thinking. And they certainly didn't get paid. I'm sure the first 2 years, 5 years of doing it at all, even if they had an ebook or whatever it is they had, or they became a coach, don't get the idea that they made all this money out there, right? Because it's just not, it's the money isn't that available for information on the internet, no matter how famous they may seem to you, no matter how much they brag about their clients and their clients' progress or what it may appear. The amount of work versus the amount of money, maybe if they've persevered and they made it, I don't know, 10 years or whatever, that money might start be rolling around, but that wasn't their intention, right? And I don't believe that it just shifts all of a sudden. I think what you should worry about is somebody's ego and their significance that's driving them to pound down a way of thinking more than it is for money. Just something that I've noticed. So again, there's a lot of fitness experts out there who make you so fearful of everybody out there, and they're trying to do it for certain reasons. That's just not my experience. I don't have that belief that they're bad people, and certainly they are not doing it just for the money. All right. Here's something you need to understand about fitness experts is that, you know, everybody going into who becomes a fitness expert, it's again, it's not like the day you start that you have this job as a fitness expert. You do it as a hobby. You certainly don't, again, make money from it, and you start your YouTube channel just because you're so passionate. You just start writing some posts on a message board just because you love it so much, right? It's just so, it's becoming so a part of you, and they're so willing to share. Think about if you're awesome at what you do and it's not bodybuilding and fitness. Maybe it's work. I don't know. Maybe it's one of your hobbies, right? Remember you got so excited? You know, if someone, if they even cared or they didn't care, and they would ask you anything to do with that hobby that you love so much, you were more than happy to share all your knowledge and experience and your anything you could do to help them. Hell, you probably turn every conversation to your hobby or what you are great at, even if they came a mile away from in a conversation because you were so filled with the Holy Spirit, so to speak, to help them, right? So you need to understand that a lot of these experts, man, they're not in the same situation as you. They're life conditions, meaning that for whatever reasons, if you listen to some of my other podcasts, I have a special series on this same SkipLacour.com website under the podcast. Same on Stitcher, same on iTunes, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page. You'll see me post these interviews with who I believe are the most interesting and most passionate people in bodybuilding and fitness, these experts, right? And, you know, I get them to talk about their story, how they became who they are today. Many of them will tell you about certain events in their life. Some of them realize it, some people don't, that boxed them into this passion for bodybuilding and fitness. It was almost an escape for them. If you know my story, and I share that all the time, you can see parts of it on skiplacour.com. You also see it in my upcoming ebook that I'm going to allow you to download absolutely free. It's called It's a Matter of Trust. Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. All right. And it's going to tell you the perfect storm that was going on in my mind, the events of my life, the good things, many of the bad things, the traumatic things that created the motivation, the drive inside of me to become a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, to quit my job in security, to become a fitness expert who was writing for the magazines and the websites and things like that, right? Traveling around the world for appearances and things like that. The perfect storm inside my own mind. And that's not always coming from a great place. Whether it's bodybuilding or fitness or any mentor you have in life who you've witnessed, who you admire for their level of success. Man, you got to learn their story. Because like I said, there is this perfect storm of factors going on. And they're not always good factors. And they may not even realize it. That made them so dedicated and so focused to what you admire them for, their success. And that's true of bodybuilding and fitness. Go back and listen to my interviews with those most interesting and passionate people in bodybuilding and fitness and see if you can pick that out. You know, if you don't have those conditions, right, if you don't have some of those traumas or those pains, and maybe, and even if you do, but you attach yourself to being amazing at something else, you've locked yourself in some other form of focus, right? The conditions aren't going to be exactly the same. So if you wonder, well, how can they be so dedicated and so passionate and so driven and I'm not? Well, life sometimes, it has a different combination, a different mixture for all of us. And you need to realize that. Let's take a quick break and I will be right back.
This special series of Organizing Principles to Bodybuilding and Training Success podcasts are brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme. Clean. Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.
We are back breaking down the different mindset of the fitness experts who are providing you all this information that you're looking for to take your bodybuilding and training efforts to the next level. You know, I remember when I was at this business seminar. It was a fitness business seminar, and I'm going to share some of those strategies that I learned with you to give you more perspective on fitness experts and how they influence you or how they try to influence you. But I remember there was a really successful businessman, internet businessman, who had nothing to do with the fitness business seminar that I was at. He just happened to be in the hotel lobby or the bar at the time, and he recognized me from all my years in bodybuilding training. He even bought some of my ebooks. He said to me, man, now this is a successful guy, a very successful guy, not in bodybuilding and fitness and another form of internet business. So we're not talking about just some slacker here. But he said, yeah, Skip, I downloaded your ebooks, things like that. And I said, and he said, I looked at this and I said, wow, this dude is hardcore, right? And I wasn't, you know, aiming it for hardcore. That wasn't my marketing strategy. I wasn't trying to exclude people who weren't hardcore. I didn't differentiate, hey, this wouldn't be good for a person with a family and a lifestyle. Right, I was just speaking my truth at the time, how I did it, why I did it, the sources of information and science. But really, it was my extreme dedication that came out in my words. Now, I want to believe that, you know, through all the emails that I got over the years, that people were able to say, okay, well, he's extreme, right, for whatever reasons. If I wanted to reach his level, maybe I should model those things. But there's some commonality in what he's doing. At least this, at the very least, could inspire me in the way he's going about it, right? And whether they're a business person or a person with a family, they still were able to get some benefit. But you have to understand that. Who, your fitness expert, they may have nothing else going on in their life, no matter what they tell you. Right? No matter what they tell you, they could tell you, well, I'm really balanced and family's important and my business and all those things are important, but that's all relative. What's important? How much time? How much energy? What are they, a multimillionaire? Well, if you want to be a multimillionaire and you also want to have a six-pack abs, well, you may have to consider that they're nowhere close to that. They don't put any kind of energy in their business, but they can put all that energy and focus into their training routine and their diet. Again, this motivation, this mindset has a major impact on the effectiveness of the strategies that you're being presented. So you need to think about that. I would suggest that you find a mentor that kind of has a great way of explaining things. He has a mindset. And, you know, if you post his lifestyle, you know, on social media, right, then somebody who has a lifestyle that's similar to yours, or if he's really extreme, like he does bodybuilding contests, you're able to, you know, break it down. There's a lot of experts out there, and, you know, like I said, I'm not knocking them, but they have no desire, no dedication to put themselves to demand the lifestyle. They even think the lifestyle of that extreme nature is even silly, okay? There's no way they would go for it, and they want to project of what the person's doing right or wrong, and so many other factors to that. So I would just suggest that you just understand that all your experts come from a different level of motivation. And, you know, one thing being in this industry for so long, and this is something if you're a beginner or you're an intermediate that you may not be able to decipher. But if you believe in, maybe you're great at something, maybe you've been doing something outside of bodybuilding fitness for a long time, and you can see the distinctions, the differences, that nobody can bullshit you of what they do and don't do because you've been around the block. You know that, right? Well, see, that's what I know when these fitness experts are talking. There are just certain things with the language that they use. They can't help but tell you they can't camouflage because they don't even know what they're camouflaging, their level of experience. There are certain factors you can look for, like just the degree of leanness in their face, forearms, certain build. You can really tell who is really doing what they're saying. Now, I know they want to throw all this ambiguity in the air by saying, well, genetics play a big deal, or this or that, or drugs or whatever, right? But like I said, you've been doing this a long time. You can tell that they are dedicated with their diet, with their consistency, with their training, with how much they push themselves in the gym. It matches their level of dedication. They just don't know that, and they can just speak so boldly because they haven't not pushed it to that certain extreme level to know how it manifests in their physique and all these indicators that I'm talking about. And I don't expect you to know that. It's just that if you are an expert at what you do and you see somebody doing it for 3 or 5 years and you can tell they can't help but show off their inexperience or their lack of perspective or their current perspective, you just need to know that it's out there. Here's the other thing, too, is that this is what I find is that, again, really passionate experts telling you their truth, that what I've noticed the most is that they get bored with the basics, the fundamentals that work. The things that you learn during your first year, but you learn them, but somebody's got to keep on pounding them into your brain. Teaching you from a different perspective so you actually do those fundamentals and you take them to higher and higher levels. I mean, I'll tell you this. This show, I don't know if you're finding this helpful, if you're a type of person that just tell me something new, tell me something exciting, tell me next level strategies. Hell, I didn't learn anything next level in this podcast. And you're a beginner. You've been training for a year or two. Maybe you don't even consider yourself a beginner. Maybe you've already put that tag as intermediate to you on yourself, but you're not pounding the basics. You're going to be bored with this show. You're going to be bored with the show if that's what you're looking for. And I really think that's what the biggest distraction is. And if you have that mentality, that's what's causing the challenge because the fitness experts are just giving you what you demand of them. See, I've been doing this a long time. I do a lot of different things. I have several businesses. You know, I don't need to sell you information. I can just be me, and I'm not depending on selling you anything. I mean, if you like my style, you'll support Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement line, right? But I'm not trying to sell you my information, like do it this way, do it that way, right? So that's the thing is, if you're always looking for new and exciting information, you think it's that next level strategy, that's what the problem is. That's what's the problem with your lack of progress. And that's also what's driving a lot of these fitness experts. They know you're bored with the basics that work, even though they probably know. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They know that you're not even doing the basics. And if you are doing the basics, you haven't taken them to, on a scale from 1 to 10, to that 10. Maybe you know them and you're kind of doing them at a 6. But you need to drive them up to 7, then 8, then 9, and then 10. You know, only after that type of focus, that type of consistency with the fundamentals, the basics, should even be concerned with all these next level strategies. All right? So the fitness experts, if they keep on pounding the basics, all right, you're going to be bored and you're just going to go chase some other fitness experts that's telling you some little freaky exercise. I'll tell you this. That's one thing I see on social media. Besides basic exercise, like all I see are squats. By the way, have you ever seen a squat? Has anybody ever filmed a squat that their butt hasn't dragged against the ground? Is there just a squat at regular depth, right? So every time I see a squat, I already know this guy is going to go so low or he wouldn't post it, right? You don't see the basics exercise. Have you ever seen, you know, too many people do a alternating dumbbell curl? Boring, boring. And now more and more because of social media, it's all these fancy smancy exercises. The fundamentals, the basics work. But that's boring. So if they're going to post an expert, he's got to do something, you know, different, new and exciting, right? Unless he's really trying to show off his physique, right? How ripped he is, how big his muscles are, then he can do basic exercise. But if they, and there's experts out there that really don't have these extreme physiques, they just have, you know, good physiques. Those are the people who want to impress you with their level of knowledge, and they've got this fancy smancy new exercise that's so different than all the rest. It's this little version. And again, because they know that's what you want. Oh, like, oh, I'm going to try that my next workout, right? So do you see that if you're kind of just stepping in this as a beginner or you're an intermediate, whatever you label yourself as, and all you see are fancy smancy exercises that aren't the basics, if, you know, all fancy smancy wrinkles to eating strategies that aren't the basics, you don't know what the basics are because there's zero emphasis or very little emphasis put on the basics, you know, that you think that's where you need to start. And that's what's causing, I think, a big challenge, this social media, is that they're feeding your desire to be bored with the basics and always looking for something new. Here's the other thing, and this I will put the responsibility, you know, on the fitness experts here, is that, you know, they have their own, you know, part of all of us. If we get on a microphone and do a podcast or we want to stay on stage, there's a certain part of our own importance, our own significance, right? Now, that doesn't mean that a person's an egomaniac or selfish or a douche or any of those things. I mean, I think that there's any achiever has a little bit of that in them, right? So they want to master their craft, these fitness experts, right? So pounding the basics over and over and over and over again, I mean, boring. That's basic, right? They want to be known for more than basics. So their mind is always looking for these subtle distinctions, these subtle differences. They're bored with the basics. And so every video that they produce for you or every article they write, you know, that pass, you know, the first year on their level to mastery as a coach, as an expert, right? It's all the fancy spancy stuff. It's all the different stuff. Now, if you come into this game, you're a beginner, that's all you see. Multiply that by all the experts. So I think, you know, we as fitness experts, we need to, you know, understand that who the majority of people looking for information, who they are. Don't appeal to other fitness experts well, you know, or the advanced people who really, you got the vast majority. I mean, this podcast is really designed for beginners. And I say beginners and intermediates, and I'll talk about this a little bit more, is because nobody wants to be a beginner. Right? Nobody wants to be a beginner. So after about 3 months and they've gone to the gym on a consistent basis, they've already promoted themselves to intermediate, right? So if I were to label this podcast as for beginners, there would be it'd be a big audience, right? But I'd cut off a lot of beginners who like to think that they're intermediates. So if I'm talking about you, I don't mean to give you some tough love here, but that's the truth of it. All of these things that I'm talking about, these are pitfalls that your fitness experts, they are trying not to fall in to themselves as they try to provide you with information that they're really passionate about, right? Okay, again, you know, if you've been training for 3 months, the chances are very slim, no matter what a person might think, that they have mastered the basic fundamentals, right? So if they said, all right, I'm going to do a podcast, I'm going to do a video just for beginners, that would be a smart move, because 90% of the people who are looking for information are beginners and they can massively benefit from it. That's why I said, you know, I'm not relying on anything, any significance doing this for 25 years, whether you agree with me or not. I don't need your money to buy my information products or anything like that. So I can do this podcast. I can speak the truth and not worry about, oh man, I'm offending somebody, or it's only going to be to a limited base, because this is the truth. This is what you need to hear. And I know the people who are true beginners and they've accepted that, they really appreciate that. The thing is, I'm going to drive off the people who, after 3 months, they've promoted themselves to intermediate and they're looking for those new strategies. Why would they want to listen to a podcast like this? So just some things to think about. All right. So, so many different things. Again, that being unique and different, that is part of it. What you want, what they need, they're bored with the basics, right? The basics that work. They're always looking for that next level distinction because they know you want it. And also, it makes them feel good, not just to say the same old things over and over. Here's another thing. If they talk about some fancy-smancy, newfangled strategy, groundbreaking, it gets your attention. Again, you're always looking for it. You think that's, a lot of times beginners think, not just mastering the basics over and over again, they think the difference is that next level strategy. That's what the difference is. All the people with the good physiques, it isn't that they're pounding the basics over and over again. It's because they found some next level strategy and they're always looking for it, right? And so the fitness experts want to give that to you, right? There's the vast majority. One challenge I have with the supplement industry, being a part of the supplement industry, is I don't want to sell it to you guys, you beginners who don't know how to train and don't know how to eat, right? And you think that some pills or powder is going to do it for you, right? And personally, again, because of the leverage that I have, I don't have to sell that bullshit like a lot of people in the supplement industry that make all these ridiculous claims about what supplements will do, because that's what all the beginners want to hear, and it drives the business, and nobody complains, and they're off to the races making their money. And then the people who become educated say, wow, look at the supplement industry. They're making all these outrageous claims. It's a joke. It's whatever. Well, you know what? I choose not to participate. If you look at my Mass Machine Nutrition lines, the basics, that work. It's just like the information and the mindset I'm sharing with you, right? If you are looking for that fancy-smancy pre-workout with 500... milligrams of caffeine or whatever it is that you want, well, there are companies that will gladly do that for you, right? Again, you know, and let me just tell you one thing is, I'm speaking, you know, my truth. That's my truth. It's my perspective. You should consider what I'm saying with a grain of salt too. You should consider the source just like with everybody else. I am not immune. Do I have my opinions? I'll let you decide if I'm a credible source or how passionate I am or climb into my mind what my motivation is. I'm telling you my motivation right up front, at least the way I see it, and I'll let you figure out the rest. But you should, when you're listening to me, you should consider the source as well. Here's another trap or challenge that fitness experts have when they're trying to help you, is that people out there, maybe I won't talk about you specifically out there, but a lot of people, the vast majority of people looking for information, they want these black and white answers, right? This is the right way to do it. This is the wrong way to do it. And there's nothing in between. Now, I realize where that comes from. It's because, you know, we're taking on this new lifestyle. I mean, who wants to, especially if it's not a habit yet, and you go into the gym and dedicate all that time and you know, pushing yourself with weights when you don't feel like it, being somewhat afraid of the heavy weights, right? To stay focused and just and clear yourself all the distractions and connecting with people so you could focus on this training. And then the toughest part is, you know, eating the way you should, you know, disciplining yourself, foregoing all the great tasting food to have a body, to have abs, right? It takes a lot of energy, time, effort, right? Nobody wants to waste any time. Just give me, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 strategies, the most effective, optimal strategies. I don't want anything else. If I'm going to do this, I don't want to waste my time with a 6th strategy for sure, 7, 8, or even 9. I just want the 10 strategies. It's black or white. They're right or wrong. And guess what? Now, whether they genuinely believe it or they're giving you what they want to hear, what you want to hear, you're getting, this is the way to do it. All other ways are wrong. Your desire for black and white, because you don't want to waste any time, you know, they're going to tell you, hey, this is the way to do it. All the other ways are wrong. And again, maybe they believe that. Here's another thing about fitness experts, depending on where they are in their journey, is, you know, they're telling you, and I'm going to assume the best, they're telling you their truth, what they believe to be true in that particular level of experience in that moment. You know, most of the times they're not around long enough to say, hey, you know what I used to tell you 3 years ago? That's wrong. Or that was in my particular case because I was really going for it. I was single and I didn't have any kids or a job or responsibility. All I cared about was training. And so that's the mindset. Those are the strategies I adopted and it worked for me. But maybe that's not the only way to do it. Maybe what's your excuse unless you do all that, right? It's either black or white. You know, I don't think that way anymore. They're not going to come back and tell you that most of the time. You know, I remember when I had the first online journal for my journey for the World Amateur Championships way back in 1998, right? Nobody had done it at that time. And, you know, I would have to write things every day. And there's one belief that I had, you know, I look back, it seems kind of silly, but you know, you're so sensitive to your body. And all I thought about was bodybuilding and training and preparing for the contest, looking at my body. But at that time, I remember I used to think that Diet Coke kind of had this effect on my body, made me hold water. And, you know, I just remember, I didn't preach that. I didn't talk about that a lot. I think I just mentioned it, but so many people were following it that that always kind of creep up years afterwards. And I would hear that. I think I was just recently reading a current blog and somebody said that. And I'm just sitting back going, I wonder if I'm responsible for thinking that. Right. Years later, I doing the same thing more time doing, I realized that was ridiculous. It had nothing to do with it, but that's what I believed. It wasn't because I was a bad person. It was because I was stupid or whatever. And one thing is that I don't come to those quick anecdotal decisions about anything, you know, anymore. That was a long time ago because of the impact. You know, I'm very conservative. I do things for a very long time before I actually put them out there. It isn't like I do it for a week and then I tell you, hey, this is the best way to go. And I see that a lot of times. I see that a lot of times in the fitness world. And I, like I said, you know, I go back, you know, 20 years, I remember doing the same things. I really believed for my striated glutes, the reason why was the step mill, the gauntlet. Actually, the gauntlet is more extreme than the step mill. You know, the moving stairs at the time. Yeah, well, you know, years after that, right, I either didn't want to do the gauntlet or there wasn't one available, and I realized I still got striated glutes and, you know, but not like I believe that was like the direct correlation. Striated glutes were caused by the gauntlet, but I believed at one time that helped out a lot. And it was probably because the first time I really had striated glutes was probably the first time that I used the gauntlet, right? So I don't know. You can see that connection. I'm just telling you, I didn't have any ill intent. It was just that my passion to share, right? I wasn't trying to, you know, sell gauntlets to gyms or anything like that, right? But at that time, I was just sharing information out there. And I see a lot of fitness experts do the same thing. And again, I just think they really believe it. Time will help them understand if they see it or not. But the thing is, you know, are they going to go back and correct what they no longer believe to be true? Well, they got to hang around enough to do that. Now, I'll just tell you one thing about people in the fitness industry. Because there's not a lot of money made, they first passionately, you know, go after just sharing their knowledge and information. And then not very many people can, that won't sustain itself because they want other things. They want to make money. They want to have connection with people. And they're just not so crazy passionate about fitness anymore. And if it's not paying them, well, you know, stay up late at night to post videos or post articles. And even if you are, if you're not, if it's detracting from the quality of your life and you're not getting as much thrill out of the connection and sharing your information, well, you know, your drive to become better and better, a better and better teacher at what you do, that's going to wane. That's just human nature, right? So you need to understand a professional, they should get paid for what they do. That's what's going to make them get better and better at what they do, and they're not wasting their time. There's something that you might see from a lot of fitness experts. I see them like sharing their thoughts on Facebook and things like that. They'll say, you know what, if you're asking me questions, you should pay. Don't you understand? I'm a professional. I do this. Why do you want information for free? They're kind of losing their cool about that, posting that. Well, the truth of the matter is, they, at least the first few years, if not longer, of their career, they gave information away freely themselves. And guess what? 90% of the fitness experts out there are doing the same thing. It's not the person's fault. If the whole industry gives away information for free, again, hopefully you can kind of consider the sources of which information is worth money and which isn't. Maybe, you know, me helping you climb into the mindset. But if that's how the fitness industry conditions the consumer, the people who are looking for information, fitness expert shouldn't get mad at the person for asking for free information, especially when they did it themselves for so many years. We are going to take another quick break, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's Organizing Principles to Bodybuilding and Training Success podcast.
So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health. When you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis, go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back, ready to take it home with these organizing principles to bodybuilding and training success. We're talking about the fitness experts trying to climb into their mindset and help you understand where they're coming from and why they're coming from that perspective, all to help you avoid information overload so you can focus on what's important to achieve your bodybuilding and fitness goals. Here's another thing with some outrageous claims that fitness experts make is that they have to get your attention. Again, you know, most people out there, this may or may not apply to you, who are looking for bodybuilding and training information. They're so bored. They're bored so easily. Fundamentals, the basic things that work, they don't want to hear that. They're just looking for the next level super strategy that's going to, you know, cut 20 years off the time needed to grow, to lose the body fat, right? So they have to make these claims in their titles of their emails, or the titles of what you click on the emails, to get you to pay attention. Now, what you should really look at is that outrageous title that made you click. Usually, again, I look for the bright side. The information is something more substantial, something more basic, something that will work. It may not even match the headline that they used to get you to click the link to read their article, because if they didn't use that headline, you would have never clicked it. See, it's the impatience of the vast majority that make fitness experts, it doesn't make them, well, it's why they have these tactics to get your attention, all right? Because if they didn't make that headline, you would never even have opened up the email. You never would have read the article. There's a title that, you know, I picked up from Men's Fitness, right, that I put on a couple of my emails. And it just kind of demonstrates the point. And it says, build twice the muscle in half the time, right? So it says, build twice the muscle in half the time. And, you know, that gets opened. Oh, wow, I want some of that. But just think about that headline. That means absolutely nothing, right? Twice the muscle compared to what? What are you comparing that to? Twice compared to what? And half the time. Half the time or whatever. It's like two awesome things that really mean nothing. That's because it's not comparing it to anything. Build twice the muscle in half the time. And that's just what the fitness experts, they're up against. They got to get your attention. So that kind of helps them earn the reputation, helps fitness experts earn the reputation of being sleazy when they use those type of tactics to get your attention, all right? You know, one thing I notice in fitness experts, and I'm not quite sure if this is a marketing strategy or they just really believe this, is that, you know, they take some imaginary enemy and they just beat that enemy to death. They just beat it to a pulp. And what do I mean by that? Those people who think you can eat every other day and think you can still make gains, I mean, they're the most disgusting and vile human beings in the world. How can they dare think that and tell that to their friends? They're just trying to rip you off. Oh, it's just so disgusting. I'm all about integrity, unlike them. I mean, it's like, wait, okay. How many people are saying that? Now, it may have been said once or twice, but how many people are really saying this scenario that's so ridiculous and it's so vile and it's so deceptive, right? They do these magnificent posts and everybody goes, yeah. But that's not even a common way of thinking. I'm not saying nobody thinks that way, but what is all this grandiose? Who is this enemy? What's this line of thinking that's so ridiculous, and who's trying to put it on who? It's all make-believe. Now, I don't know if the fitness expert is just trying to show how smart he is. It's a marketing thing to draw attention to him, how noble he is, how honorable he is, how he's trying to right the wrongs of the fitness world. But just because one or two people think that way and everybody agrees doesn't mean it's even worth your time even addressing. And I can see fitness experts, man, that's all they do. They look for those very rare, does anybody even think that, right? And they create these, you know, they're airtight arguments because the statement is so ridiculous. What isn't airtight is who the hell thinks that? Nobody, or certainly not very many people. And boy, aren't they smart, right? Aren't they smart? That's definitely something that that I see often, that I always find kind of strange. And they get here's the thing about the fitness expert too. You don't really never know who has a massive following. I mean, on who, and then if you think that they're doing it for money, if it even leads to money. But I always think that's strange, you know, preaching to the choir about some obvious inaccuracy or something that I don't even know if anybody buys into. But it's like really picking on, I don't know, some poor challenge kid or something like that. Like, who thinks that? I mean, of course, it's a slam dunk. It's a no argument. They get so much power on. But I really do think that, I mean, I can go on and on, but I just think that some fitness experts, whether they realize it or not, they're really driven by originality. And I don't necessarily think it's because they have this ill intent. I just think that's what sometimes what it takes. And to get your attention, again, and also to prevent them from getting bored themselves. So I wonder what you think about this. Do you find this helpful, right? Do you find this helpful? I mean, what is the solution to all this? Well, besides you're probably taking in some of these things. Maybe I've, anyway, with the fitness experts you lose to, maybe kind of like the cut of their jib, you like their style and you follow them. Hopefully it's helping you. But if you're still trying to form opinions, maybe there are some things that I've talked about during this podcast, you know, that can help you as you formulate your opinions about fitness experts, most importantly, who you follow. Because why? Why? I want you to get results. I don't want you to stumble over the minutiae to get you to realize it's that pounding the fundamentals. And you don't have to start with a strategy that's A10, the perfect strategy. Look, you know, most of the fitness experts who you listen to, whatever strategy they're preaching is the only way to go. The truth of the matter is they didn't start there. They didn't start there and then use that. You know, they tried different things, and, you know, that's why they have so much conviction in what they believe right now. Okay, well, you know, if you're smart and the mentor is convincing, you can shave yourself a lot of time and frustration by starting where they left off if they're convincing enough. And that's great. That's what you should use a mentor for. The challenge is when you can't take action because the strategy you think is only a six, someone knocks it down, you can't even get going. It's okay to start with a strategy that's a six or a seven, but you have so much passion, so much consistency. You have so much desire that you can build upon that. Before you know it, you're at a seven strategy, an eight strategy, nine strategy. Before you know it, you're the fitness expert sharing your opinion with the world. So that's going to do it for this special series of organizing principles to bodybuilding and training success. Hopefully that's given you a little bit of insight as you attack those training and eating strategies, bring you the success that you really want. So I'm going to tackle another subject, do this every single week for you. Send me your feedback at skip@skiplacour.com. If you've got any questions for me, I'll be glad to answer them, and maybe it'll be a topic of one of these weekly podcasts. So I am Skip LaCour. Train hard and think big.
This special series of Organizing Principles to Bodybuilding and Training Success podcasts are brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme. Clean. Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.